It's Sunday, September 15th, 2013. This is Neon and Beyond. I'm your host, Andy Kay. For the next 15 minutes, we're going to talk about the upcoming Las Vegas Ride for Kids happening on September 29th. Joining me this morning is Alex Netraziba. He is not only a survivor, but a scholarship recipient. Good morning and welcome, Alex.
Thank you very much for having us.
First, let me ask you, the Las Vegas Ride for Kids has been going on for years here in Las Vegas. Give us a little background on the Ride for Kids.
Well, actually, the ride started back in 1991, and pretty much the whole entire purpose of the Ride for Kids is to bring awareness and as well as raise funds for pediatric brain tumors.
Okay. And now this event that's been going on, I don't know for how many years we've been doing this. I do it every year. I have you on, somebody on from Ride for Kids and the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation to talk about the ride and get people involved who have never been involved and people who are involved, just sort of a reminder about the who's, what's, where's, and when's of this event. You can help me out with this. Now, the ride is September 29th. Tell me about how people can get involved.
Well, there's a lot of information available at www.lvrideforkids.com. They can also call Carter Power Sports, who is one of the major sponsors. Their number is 795-2000. They can also go online and get more information, and there's many resources available for children and kids who'd like to participate.
So by going there, what do they have to pre-register, or can they register the day of the event?
Both. They can both register at both places, but right now for $40, they can do early online registration, which is about $10 off, and they can sign up at the actual event for $50.
That's pretty good. What if I bring a passenger? Do they need to register also?
They do not need to register. They are more than welcome to come down, grab a bike, and we'd love to see you there.
Okay. All right. Sounds like fun. What about volunteers? Are you looking for any volunteers for this event?
We can always use more volunteers. We love to have them contact us either through the site or from Carter Power Sports. They can get us back either way. But we'd love to have them come out, whatever they can do to support the community and the event.
Is the registration fee part of the donation total?
It is part of the operating costs, and as well as the most important part of this is that most of those different aspects are actually paid for by our sponsors and all these things. So the vast majority of the donations and the funds actually go straight to helping children.
That's great. What are ride pages, Alex? Tammy?
The ride pages are the fundraising pages that participants use to raise extra money to go to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation.
Great, great. Okay, let me ask you a little bit about the ride itself. How long is the ride? Where do you start and end?
The ride is actually going to begin down at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's going to take a long kind of meandering tour through 215, and it's going to end up down at Town Square. We'd like everyone to start registering at around 8 a.m. if they haven't done so already. Uh-huh. The ride starts sharply at 10 o'clock and we'll kind of take that whole trip through the 215 ending at Town Square.
Oh, beautiful ride. Beautiful scenic ride there. What do the riders need to bring along with them?
They do need to bring their registration fees. There they will get a t-shirt and they will receive instructions from the site coordinators, the whole ride coordinators. And actually, when they go through this entire 215 curve, they're actually going to be escorted by the police the whole way. So this
really?
Is one of the few times you do not have to stop for any red lights, and the police are taking you all the way through this magnificent tour.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot of people want to get the law enforcement involved with escorting the ride and to make it a smooth transition and a safe transition as well with law enforcement involved. Are there insurance requirements for the ride besides the motorcyclist having, of course, Nevada-mandated insurance?
Nope. You just need to make sure your bike is in proper shape and make sure that you are wearing your helmets and being protected. But other than that, the police are there to catch you every step.
Okay. What about minors? Can they participate in the ride?
They absolutely can participate. They do need to be accompanied by an adult, but they are more than welcome to attend.
Okay. What if there's a lot of ride teams and motorcycle club or chapter rides, can they ride together in this event?
Absolutely. There is a staging ground that's part of the registration process, and we'll get them all together so that they can ride as a team or however they like. We will set them all up so they can go together. They are most welcome.
Now, are there any rest or break stops during the ride?
There are no rest stops during the ride. I don't know for sure how long the ride is, but it's about, I mean, it's a good couple hour ride, yeah. And then you end up down at Town Square, so.
Oh, about an hour or so. Okay. All right. Now, you know, we've had a lot of rain. It's monsoon season in the valley lately, and, you know, we don't know when it's going to rain, and when, you know, they say it's going to rain, it doesn't rain, and then it rains, and, it, you know, the crazy weather we've been having. What happens if it rains on ride day?
We ride rain, sleet, or shine. It's going on either way. We've got, hopefully we'll get some great weather, but we're going wheels up no matter what.
Hopefully by the 29th, you know, we'll be through this monsoon season, and you won't have any problems. A nice blue sky, sunny day. All right, and when you get to the town center, will there be food and beverages, entertainment involved?
There will be food and beverages for everyone. We'd like everyone to come on down, make their donations, whatever they like. There'll be a short presentation and a presentation of the check as well. We usually raise a great deal of money, and this is just a great event for people to come on down, bring their families. It's going to be a great time.
It was mentioned that a couple of members passed away, and they'll be honored at this event?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we have, due to the nature of this event, due to the nature of the kind of these brain pediatric brain tumors.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost several children, but this is a great memory of their honor, and we would love everyone to come out and support their loved ones.
All right. Now tell me about the volunteers. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are still looking for volunteers. They can serve in many of different ways. We'd love to have them come out, contact us, and we can get in touch with them to see what makes sense.
Is there any age requirements involved for your volunteers?
There is an age requirement that you have to be about 18 years old, okay, so you do need to be an adult of some kind, but we can find way.
And if you have, or if you're, you know, mom and dad is going to volunteer, they can bring their kids along as well?
Absolutely, they can.
All right. Now, with paying, they can go online to LasVegasRideForKids.org and register. They can call Carter Power Sports. They've been a long, long time sponsor of Las Vegas Ride for Kids. Call Carter Power Sports, 795-2000. In case you don't have an email or you're having computer problems, call Carter Power Sports, 795-2000. And can they pay with cash, credit card, personal check, or a combination of sorts?
If it folds, wrinkles, or swipes, we'll take it.
Okay. So whatever you got, bring it. Okay. That's great. I've never heard put like that before, but, you know, that is a true fundraiser. There you go. Like, whatever. Now, they can still bring money and register the day of the event also.
They can, yes.
Okay. Because a lot of people is going like, well, if we're going to get a group together or what, and – you know, Las Vegas residents tend to wait till the last minute. You know,
they're welcome to sign up early. They will get that $10 discount. They're welcome to sign up at the event between 8 and 9:45.
All right. My guest this morning on Neon and Beyond is Alex Netraziba. He is a survivor and a scholarship recipient. Tell me your story about how you became a survivor.
Well, my story started back in December of 2000. I was actually diagnosed with a medulloblastoma, which is a golf ball-sized cancerous brain tumor. And after my treatments, I went through chemotherapy, radiation. I went through a number of different kind of recuperation processes. But I actually was able to apply for college, and that's kind of when my first introduction with the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation began. They actually provided me with a scholarship. And what I was amazed by is that in a time where I was trying to worry about whether I would actually live, whether there would be a tomorrow, this organization was already thinking not only will he survive, but he will be well enough to actually go to college and live a real life after that. So since that point, I've been very involved, and I think it's just a fantastic organization.
How old are you now, Alex?
I'm 28 years old, so I have been in remission for almost 12 years now.
That's great. That is great. Good for you. Scholarship recipient, what does that entail?
There's many different aspects that the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation is involved with. Many of them are research and fundraising, but my personal involvement was with a college scholarship. And for several years, I actually received several thousand dollars from the organization, which helped me continue my funding my schooling at Gonzaga University, where I actually finished college.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations. Looking at the website, you've raised already more than $5,000 for the event. Your goal is $70,000. How, you know, this is always a great event. A lot of people turn out for every year, you keep raising more and more money for a Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. And the Ride for Kids Foundation. People can just, how can they support? You're looking for any more sponsors? You've got a lot of sponsors already with Honda being involved with Ride for Kids for more than 30 years.
We're always looking for more sponsors to come on board. Like we said, we have some great sponsors, including Carter Power Sports, but we're always interested in having more people come on board. In the last 9 years, we've been able to raise more than $480,000.
Wow.
So year after year, we just kind of keep raising the effort, and the Las Vegas community is really just coming out and helping us in so many different ways, and we'd love to continue that strong trend.
You know, for the people who don't ride motorcycles, can they still raise funds to support this event?
Absolutely. We would love to take their donations as well if they'd like to support this event. They can do that online at the site, LasVegasRideForKids.com.
Okay. And if they're going to be writing out checks or something, who would they write out the check to for the fundraising?
It would be to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation.
Okay. Once again, we've got about 5 minutes left. I want Alex to go through all the information again on how someone can register, or how your ride team, your motorcycle club, or your chapter. So you want to register as a group, you can do that and get all the information from Alex here.
This is the 9th annual Las Vegas Ride for Kids. It's a motorcycle ride benefiting the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. It's going to be held on Sunday, September 29th. You can register before the event online at Las Vegas Ride for Kids, or you can register at the event itself at 8 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The Speedway is located at 7000 Las Vegas Boulevard North. The cost per bike is $40, and when you register early, it's only $40, and at the event, it's going to be $50. The ride starts rain, sleet, or shine at 10 a.m. sharp. We're going to take kind of that 215 curve all around, ending at Town Square for a lunch and a celebration of life. The Las Vegas Ride for Kids has raised a lot of money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, which provides medical research, family support programs, and funds college scholarship survivors like myself.
Okay. You go to LasVegasRideForKids.org. Do it online, like Alex mentioned, Carter Power Sports. You can call them long time. They've been involved since day one, Carter Power Sports.
For 9 years, yeah.
9 years. And Mr. Carter was in several years ago on the show talking about it. And, they're great people over there for all of your motorcycle needs. Definitely Carter Power Sports supports our community and supports rides Ride for Kids. This being the 9th annual one, everyone is just as special as the last one. And I mentioned for people, I asked you if you're not a motorcyclist, how you can still raise funds to support this event. But can people make a donation to a participant or a team and help us cure the kids?
Absolutely. They are welcome to donate to the cause itself. They are welcome to dedicate in memory of a loved one or a child, whatever they like to do, whatever the cause, we would love to have it.
This is an absolutely fabulous event, and it's a beautiful ride. And definitely by the 29th of September, we should get out of this monsoon season, and people are slowly getting their bikes out of the garage and shining them up and getting ready for riding season, maybe turning into fall in the rest of the country, but it's basically springtime here in the valley, in the desert. And it's a really, you see not only the beautiful motorcycles that come out of the garages, you start to see the classic cars come out on the roads, and everybody's excited to bring out their bikes and their classic rides. It's really just remarkable around here, just driving around town and seeing all of these beautiful vehicles and these beautiful bikes. So once again, you go to LVRideForKids.org, that's the website, to get involved in the 9th annual Ride for Kids, benefiting the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Call Carter Power Sports, 795-2000. What's their address again? Did you have it over there? I think
it's
they're down the street.
6275 Decatur at 215.
Okay, all right. 795-2000, call Carter Power Sports, and if you can't do it online, or if you're having problems with your internet or your computer, whatever the case may be, you can call Carter Power Sports, 795-2000. They'll definitely get you involved in this for a great, great event. It's going to be a great day. Alex Netraziba, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Not only a survivor, but scholarship recipient. And truly, I wish you the best, and everybody participating in the 30th, it's a national event, but the 9th annual one here in Las Vegas.
Thanks so much for having us, Andy. We hope you can come out.
Thank you. That does it for this segment of Neon and Beyond. We'll be back with more in a moment.